expect to have culture plan for Caribbean man from North American. We got to start here at home. Then we'll no longer roam.
When the mighty Gabby penned that song, Culture, the microscope was on TV shows and music from the United States. Since then, we've seen the growth of Apple, Facebook, Google, and Amazon. Scott Galloway is a professor of marketing at NYU. He says that such companies have too much power, affecting the economic and cultural fabric of our society and affecting our basic life choices.
What's different about this era is that we seem to have lost the script around antitrust, and that is with the railroads, telcos, the aluminum companies, the Seven Sisters, the oil companies. We decided to move in and break them up, and we had, quote-unquote, a class traitor, and that is a lot of people think the railroad money elected Teddy Roosevelt, a Republican, but he was willing to go in and say, I love you guys, thanks for getting me in the office, but I'm now breaking you up because we need to oxygenate the economy. But we have been to these levels of concentration before.
Whose fault is it? It's our fault. We're electing regulators who don't have the backbone to actually go after these companies. Amazon only needs one person for two at Macy's. If they grow their business $20 billion this year, which they will lose 53,000 cashiers and clerks. This is nothing unusual. This has happened all through our economy. We've just never seen companies this good at it. That's one Yankee Stadium of workers. It's even worse than media. Facebook and Google grow their business $22 billion this year, which they will. We're going to lose approximately 150,000 creative directors, planners, and copywriters. Or we can fill up 2.5 Yankee stadiums and say, you are out of work, courtesy of Amazon.
So, look, every time you light up a cigarette, you're making a conscious choice. But the question is, at some point, do you become so biologically addicted to nicotine, does the organization require scrutiny around what it's doing to addict you? And power corrupts. And when you're a monopoly and you're Facebook, and the worst that's going to happen to you is a fine that's equivalent of 7 days' income or 7 weeks of cash flow and maybe some public shaming, you're always going to find a reason not to figure it out. The NRA has never been able to connect the sale of assault weapons with the murder of children. The big tobacco was never able to connect tobacco with cancer. Big tech is never going to connect the underlying algorithms of their companies and the lack of security and the lack of human discretion and screening of their content with a division or serious division in our culture, the weaponization of these platforms to queer our elections, or teen depression. They will never make that connection on their own. Because when it's raining money, it blurs your vision.
See, I think the thing about these big companies that really worries me is how much I feel manipulated by them. And I don't – and it's not that I want to blame them because I am making choices. I am deciding to use these platforms and to check on Facebook or Twitter or buying things on Amazon because it's easy. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's the part of it that really – bothers me more than the sort of the economic cost of it, which is obviously a problem. It's the personal cost. It's how it sort of changes and has changed our behavior.
100%. And I would argue that if you're going to look at price, at some point if we end up with a group of people who can all have Netflix, all have a great phone, all have tons of content and get paper towels delivered really inexpensively, but our wages are flat for five decades, okay, do we need to reevaluate priorities?
Mm.
I would argue the pricing or the prices we pay for these platforms has skyrocketed. And that is when we have a country where a lot of us wonder if the elections were manipulated. That's an enormous price we all pay. When we worry about our 16-year-old daughters sitting in their room knowing they weren't invited to a party, that's one thing. But seeing the party play out in real time on their phones as they're in their rooms alone, that's a price that my household pays. I'm worried that my son, my oldest son, who's 11 and does a handstand, and I video it and he asks me to post it on YouTube, and then he gets a like. And he says, can we check back in and see if I got more likes? And then someone makes kind of a snarky comment about his video, and it really bums him out. And Google responds, well, yeah, but your son can learn how to play the piano on YouTube.
Yeah.
There's some wonderful things about social media. But the addiction here, we know we're being manipulated. That's an enormous price we all pay.
Scott Galloway, a professor of marketing at NYU. Here's a Sagittarius tip. Having health insurance doesn't guarantee good health, but it certainly helps with some sort of relief. Contact your Sagittarius financial advisor for more information.